went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Tonight I'm coming to you live from Little Rock, Arkansas, where tomorrow it's going to be 70 degrees and sunny. Sorry, everybody. Had to get that in. Tonight we'll look ahead to our upcoming outdoor soccer season. Two special guests joining us in just a moment is one of the best 11 players from the first season of the NWSL, Western New York Flash defender Brittany Taylor. Then at the top of the hour, we're happy to welcome back Scott Vallow, named last week as the new assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, and a special surprise guest we'll have with us, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, with breaking news on the Major Indoor Soccer League and the future of the Lancers. You don't want to miss that. And as always, we'll discuss and debate the latest news from European and U.S. soccer with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. Now at the Soccer is a Kick in the Grass headquarters, here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and welcome to Soccer Kick on the Grass to everyone. Coming to you live from our studio tonight with, the master of everything, our engineer Bob over here, and that I admire him for all that he does over here. And now I have a firsthand look at what he does. But anyway, we're going to be talking soccer tonight, and I'd like to welcome all our listeners to our program that bring news as it happened, bring news of the games that we love. And, of course, you know, we're here to promote and get ready for the outdoor season that they just around the corner.
Well, we're going to talk about all three of our teams tonight, the Lancers, the Flash, and the Rhinos. But before we do that, I want to say I don't want to miss out, of course, all my Italian friends out there, and I'm a proud Italian, and so is Joe and Bob, that Wednesday is St. Joseph's Day, which is a big day for all Italians. Of course, it's Joe Sirianni's feast day, and my middle name is Joseph, so it's my feast day as well. So happy St. Joseph's Day on Wednesday to all our fellow Italians out there. But let's get to our first guest right now. She is one of the key members of the Western New York Flash, and we have breaking news in the Flash as well, which we'll talk to her about in just a moment. Joined by Brittany Taylor. Brittany's appearance brought to you by the Flash. The Flash kick off their second season in the NWSL on April 13th against the Washington Spirit, and then coming up as a home opener May the 3rd against the Portland Thorns, with Christine Sinclair, FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angerer, and maybe Alex Morgan, depending on her injury status. Get your season tickets by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Brittany, thanks for being with us tonight. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And
welcome.
First of all, I got
to
say, yeah, Joe's there too. We're different locations tonight, so we're going to be trying to keep ourselves in sync here. But first of all, Brittany, we mentioned at the beginning breaking news that came out today, and I know this is obviously big for you, being helping the rock in the middle of the Flash defense. Goalkeeper Adriana French will miss the entire season because of a ACL injury, which obviously is a huge blow to the Flash. So, Brittany, tell us about what happened. It happened in practice. So tell us what happened and what's the team doing now to adjust to not having AD in the goal this year?
You know, it's a very unfortunate situation that obviously did occur in training, you know, but our main focus right now is kind of going forward for her personally and for all of us being her teammates and most importantly, this Western New York / family members is her support and supporting her through the recovery process and her getting surgery and looking forward for her to get back out on the field as quick as possible. But for us as a team and as an organization, unfortunately, this is the part of our careers that we don't enjoy, but we have to move past it as a team and try and figure out what our next step is. And at the end of the day, we got to organize our back line, be able to get a keeper in goal and organize our back line and make sure that we get together as quick as we can and get on the same page.
Brittany Joe Siriani here. And, first of all, let me welcome to our program and thank you very much for your participation in that. Can you describe what happened and how the injury occurred?
I actually cannot describe to you in what happened because I was in the process. I actually was not physically at the training session. I was in the process of getting my physicals completed and done when it actually happened on the field. So I did not see anything that happened. So I can't give you all that good gossip about what happened because I actually wasn't even there. I just know the aftermath and result of it. So unfortunately, I know it was a non-contact injury. It didn't even happen with a collision, which is unfortunate, but that's one of the ways ACLs happen. I guess you could still call a victim of an ACL back in college. So, you know, it's just one of those tough things that sometimes it's caused by contact, sometimes it's not. But in this case, it was not.
Well, one of the things I'm sure that you know based upon what you said that recovery from an ACL, it's not that difficult anymore because of technology that the doctor used today. It's, you know, it helps with the recovery and the procedure. So we wish Adriana, you know, the best of luck for early recovery.
All of us, yes.
Brittany, what the Flash had a match on the weekend against University of Buffalo. We won 1-0, and it was Kelsey Weiss who was one of the – is it pronounced Weiss?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I got it right. How about that? She was in goal and had made one save, and she was one of our top draft picks from Florida State. So tell us about her and how she looked and how did the team look. Did we have all of our players or were some missing or what was the – how did that match go?
Well, we have our basic core here and obviously all of our draft players, Kelsey being one of them, for the most part. Our, you know, some internationals and national team players are still in the process of finishing up Algarve Cup and Cyprus Cup and these different events before they can join us. But for the most part, you know, we had a good core group returning from last year as well as the draftees coming in, Kelsey being one of them in goal. She wasn't tested too much. That's why you only saw that one save. It was a lot more of us kind of getting the first game underneath our belt. You know, the other team played off and dropped off a lot of numbers behind the ball, so it really forced us to be able to try and problem solve and be able to figure out early on in our season how we can break those situations down if we do occur those in the season. So it was a good experience from that standpoint to be able to face that.
Well, Joe?
Yeah, Brittany, you know, just one more question, and I got to ask this because she happened to be one of the person that shared the same nationality with me, Mrs. Zerboni. Is she looking good, or is she still the captain or what?
You know, for this season so far, Coach hasn't given out captainship roles for this season. She's good and she's healthy. She's here in camp. And so far, you know, going based off of last season, obviously with McCall being a head captain and Abby and myself kind of being co-captains with her, we've taken the leadership role, both of us together, to be able to make sure that we get ourselves back on track and make sure that we instill our mentality and what we want in our environment to all of the young players coming up and through it and set the right mentality.
Well, thank you very much.
Really got to ask you, you're a proud UConn Husky alumni. Are you going to be able to go to the tournament on Thursday to see the UConn in the NCAAs? I mean, I'll be there cheering on Syracuse, so what your chance to see them possibly?
I'm not going to be able to physically go, you know, just because we're obviously in a very important part of our season, but I will definitely be a Husky at heart cheering them on. So, you know, Huskies all the way, but unfortunately I'll just be able to watch from afar and not be able to be there in person.
Well, Brittany, we appreciate you coming on the show and wish all the Flash players the best. We look forward to we'll be seeing you guys in May, I guess. You're not going to be doing any preseason games locally, so at least not yet that we've heard of. But we're looking forward to the home opener against Portland on May the 3rd, and keep practicing, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys in action. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye. Brittany Taylor from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Let's now turn our attention to the breaking news from the Rochester Lancers. And you may have heard news today about what's going on with the MISL. We go right to the source. And joining us right now is the owner of the Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. His appearance brought to you by the Lancers. 872 Kick is where you get your season tickets for next year. $150 for any seat in the house. Sam, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andrew and Joe. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
So much news today, I tell you. Adriana French, the ACL injury, and now the Lancers with who knows what's going to happen next year. But, Sam, you have the answers, and so please give us the latest information on what's going on with the Lancers and the MISL and a possible move.
Well, you know, the MISL, which is owned by the USL, has decided to not put any more focus in indoor soccer. Obviously, I think that's been the case for the last 3 years, as you can see by the number of teams in the league. And today they released a statement that because of some behind-the-scenes issues with teams demanding more league involvement with the growth of our league, they decided to just announce without pre-warning us that they are not going to return as they are right now. So, we, the Lancers, and the Missouri Comets, and the Baltimore Blast, and the Syracuse Silver Knights, and the St. Louis Ambush, we are all going forward, and we are going to come up with a game plan here. And there definitely will be a league next year. It'll be at the highest level of indoor soccer. And we hope to have a league that's going to consist of more teams than seven.
Joe?
For a little bit of a clarification, what do you think that they discontinued the league?
Well, the truth of the matter is, Joe, is, you know, if you look at the last 3 years that I've been involved with the league, year one, Norfolk folded, year two, Wichita and Chicago folded, this year, most likely, Pennsylvania is going to fold. They haven't really worked hard to bring in teams into the league. Their focus is the USL Pro because of the MLS affiliation. That's their focus. They got guys willing to pay, you know, huge money to be part of this now. And I don't think they've ever put enough focus or energy into the MISL. It kind of fell on their lap, and they never focused on it. So myself and Ed Hale and some other owners have been pretty vocal about, you know, why they haven't put more time, effort into the development of this league. And, you know, today when I saw that video that Tim Holt put out and that the email they sent out, I mean, it just kind of sums it all up, you know. That, you know, this is not what they want to do, and we have a game plan. I mean, there's bigger and better out there. We've just been as loyal as we possibly can, and I personally been loyal because of my relationship with Chris Economides. If it wasn't for that relationship, I think the Lancers would have left greener pastures after year one and gone to a different league. But I've been loyal to Chris, thinking, you know, we'll be patient and they'll grow this league. But it's kind of troubling that they're bringing in all these USL Pro teams and not saying to them, hey, you know, Utah or Phoenix or whoever, you're coming in L.A., you have to do an indoor team if you want to do an outdoor team because it makes business sense. So now your staff's working all year long. They haven't even tried to do that, and it's kind of sad and troubling, but we're just moving forward now. We're going to have a bigger, better league next year, guys.
Sam, any indication on any league that you may be associated with that it's already in existence?
Well, there's another league out there called the PASL, and we feel there's probably six or seven teams in the PSL that are as strong as teams in our league, not just on the field. That's fixable. You look at the roster Lancers. Unfortunately, we weren't very strong on the field, but we led the league in attendance. Our production value, it feels like a pro sporting event. If you go to Missouri, you go to Baltimore, you go to St. Louis, you go to Milwaukee, you'll feel in Syracuse, you feel the same thing. It's like our production value in our fan base is at another level. Well, there's six teams in that PSL that have the same vision, that want it to be a true, first division sporting event. And if we can combine those teams with our teams and create something really special and hopefully get a TV contract and get national sponsors, I mean, that's the game plan. Not necessarily joining another league. It's creating something very special.
Well, Sam, I tell you, if you are the person, I think, who could make this happen, because you're a marketing genius, and I don't have any hesitation in saying that. You can make anything work, and I know that this is a passion of yours, and it's a passion for all the owners. You mentioned Ed Hale of Baltimore. Milwaukee's also involved in this. Obviously, Tommy Tanner in Syracuse. And I certainly hope that it comes to fruition, because it is a great league. It's a great sport to watch. It's a lot of fun. And, I'm a purist, and I love it. Because it's a different sport, and it has different skills, and it's very exciting for all the fans, especially the kids. So we're certainly looking forward to indoor soccer next year, Sam. I know you'll keep everybody in touch with what's going on as this situation develops over the next weeks and months as we get ready for the season coming up next in the fall. So thanks for being with us on short notice. Really appreciate it, and keep us informed. Keep us in the loop on this.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me, and congratulations to the Missouri Comets, who won the MISL final championship, and to the Chicago Mustangs that won the possibly final PSL championship. Thank you, Andrew and Joe.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, and we'll see what happens in the offseason. We'll have all the information for you right here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard, and we'll have the International Report. Lots of things to talk about. Lots of great matchups coming up this week in the Champions League and in Europe. We'll talk about that next on here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best. best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch. Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Coosia Coosia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
March is here, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos continue their preseason schedule with two matches this weekend, Friday against the NASL Ottawa Fury at 1 p.m. and Sunday versus Cornell University at 4 p.m. Admission is free for both matches. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo. Call Scolo Insurance Agencies at 244-2130 or go to their website at ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Good evening, Dick. How are you doing up in beautiful Toronto?
Great. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, lad.
I'm sure the Irish are all celebrating up in Toronto right now.
There's lots of green in Rochester. There certainly is in Toronto. There's a large Irish community, of course, in Toronto, and they really kick up their heels over the weekend and into tonight. They'll be going strong, that's for sure.
Would you believe them?
Are they still celebrating Toronto's win on Saturday over Seattle? Boy, what a difference Jermaine Defoe makes, huh?
Incredible, wasn't it? I was a little bit concerned because Seattle, as we know, strong team, well-coached, good quality players, and a difficult environment to play in with. The turf is not the best football turf in the league, and TFC just really amazing, especially in the first half. And those two goals from Jermaine Defoe just showed how clinical he is as a striker. You just give him the chance, and he put them away so coolly. You know, it's just tremendous. And they defended well in the second half. But, yes, Jermaine Defoe was superb, but Michael Bradley was outstanding. I was really impressed with his overall play, and his control of the midfield was tremendous.
Well, he learned all that in Italy. I want you to know that.
I know. Well, I think that the big thing there, he was playing in Rome, of course, for Roma, and he just wanted to get back to North America. And if you're getting a salary that's six times what you're getting in Italy, I think it's quite persuasive, isn't it?
I totally agree with you. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of good things about the Toronto future because, you know, victory brings, you know, the desire for people to come and look.
Sure, they've had 7 years, you know, some of the teams that have been performing over the last 7 years have been dreadful, you know, and now a glimmer, you know, and it's early days, of course, but there's high hopes that they'll continue it against DC United this coming Saturday. Well, and great to know there's folks coming up from Rochester to watch the game, which is even better. But, no, it's a great start, and there's a real buzz about this team and high expectations, of course.
How is the media handling that? You know, to go from the...
Well, it's been very positive. There's some good writers in Toronto. You know, we have a lot of Michael Lewis's up here, and they know the game. They write well about the game, and they have been scathing, you know, in their criticism in recent years. And now, of course, it's a different kettle of fish. And from the opening press conference, there's been a real buzz about it. And I know that it's going to be a really exciting environment, BMO Field, this coming Saturday when they have their home opener.
It's going to be great. It's great to see Toronto filling that stadium and having an atmosphere, because when it was in, like it was in the first season, it's just there's nothing like it. It's a European soccer atmosphere. It really is, and I can't wait to come up and see a match this year, at least one. I know I'm going to come up for the Montreal Derby later in October, but hopefully maybe I'll get.
Well, we'll look after you, Andrew.
I appreciate that, Dick. Thank you. And boy, we've got what matches we've got them coming up this week. My goodness, it's going to be something special. We've got the Champions League, obviously, and you've got Chelsea and Galatasaray on tomorrow, and it's 1-1. It could be anybody's match, and Manchester United has got to do something, because David Moyes has got, you know, they say he's not in trouble, but after that result against Liverpool, if he doesn't do something against Olympiacos on Wednesday, he may be not long for this world.
Incredible result, wasn't it, Liverpool? And then Stephen Shaw could have had three penalty kick goals. You know, it's quite remarkable, because not too many penalty kicks are given to visiting teams that come to Old Trafford. It's usually the other way around. But they totally outclassed them in all aspects of the game, from in between the post right up to up top, and it was a very, very mediocre Manchester United team. I think, as you say, that David Moyes on thin ice, he will continue to the end of the season. I'm quite sure about that, because of the nature of his contract, but he has to do something on Wednesday when they play against Olympiacos. And if they can get an early goal, no problems. But if Olympiacos don't give up a goal and maybe sneak one, it's going to make for a long afternoon for those Manchester United fans. And what about Didier Drogba? Is he going to score the winner for Galatasaray against Chelsea? Did he do that, Andrew?
I wouldn't bet against anything right now.
Oh, what a good question.
Remember,
that was.
Just remember, Mourinho has never lost a match at home. He's been in charge of Chelsea. Yep. So,
well, it's always a first time.
Andrew. So if it's 0-0, Chelsea goes through on away goals. If it's 1-1, we go to extra time. We'll have to see how it goes. But
Andrew,
I think Mourinho is going to... I know. They lost on...
No. You've always been a fan of Drogba. Now all of a sudden...
I know. I think he'll get a great reaction, too. I think the fans will cheer him, because they know what he meant to this team. He scored... He basically gave them the Champions League trophy a couple years ago with his performance against Bayern Munich. So,
no, it'll be a very emotional return for Didier Drogba. I think, you're right, Chelsea, obviously a little bit of a hiccup with the loss at Aston Villa, but they don't do well there, do they, over the years? Mourinho has had his problems in visiting Villa Park.
Yeah, well, since we didn't see what the FA does, if they're going to suspend him, because you know, he definitely came onto the field, but he has his own version of things. I won't get into it, but Chelsea has the match on Tuesday, but then Saturday, maybe the biggest match of their season against Arsenal, also at Stamford Bridge. And Arsenal now just 1 point. If they can win that match, they will be ahead of Chelsea, because they'll have a match in hand. It's going to be...
Yeah.
Huge.
No, it's going to be a good one. And then, of course, you've got the Clásico in Spain. So, you know, there's so many great games that are on TV that we're able to pick up over here. It's just tremendous.
What about Messi? I mean, the guy has broken the record. He's in his mid-20s. I mean, literally, he could probably double the record that he broke if he stays with Barcelona.
a remarkable player. But mustn't forget, and Joe, I'm sure you're a little bit concerned, late goal by Pedro, penalty saved by Buffon.
Yeah.
Was it as close as it sounds?
It was pretty close.
I think you might get the wine out, Joe. I think Juve has got this locked up. Well, 17 points ahead, it's all over.
You know what they say, it's not over until it's over. But, you know, what a wonderful goal by Pirlo at the last minute.
That was
it. You know,
I didn't see it, but I can imagine, you know, because he's so precise, isn't he, with those free kicks. As a goalkeeper, you've really got to be outstanding to keep out one of his free kicks if it's on target.
Let me say this. You know, when you see him kick the ball and when you see him eyeing, you know, what he does, his posture and everything, I was sure that he was going to score. I mean, I just, the frenzy was there, the hope was there, and all of a sudden, you know, to see that ball go in, it was, was exhilarating. So, viva Juve.
When you can get those kind of results, Joe, on the road, I think it says a lot for the character of the team. And Conte, I have great admiration for what he's done with the team, because the team plays, you know, in his style. They're so competitive right from the opening kickoff right to the closing whistle. And
it's great
to see him doing so well.
On the other hand, I feel so bad for Milano and I feel bad for Balotelli. I mean,
unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, I just, a young player with so much hope,
yeah,
you know, and so much, you know. I don't know. I really don't know what happened to him. I mean, I don't know.
Well, with Clarence Seedorf, I feel badly for him, because it really hit a rough time at the moment. And that incident with the team and the fans, sort of very upset with the way things are going. It's unusual to see Milan in the middle of the table. You expect to see them near the top of the table. But it happens to all good teams, as we're seeing now, of course, with Manchester United in England, that there's so much competition in leagues now, and you've got to, you know, stay ahead of the game. And both teams have maybe got a lot of signings to make and a few changes to make by the end of this season. But with Milan, as I say, and Seedorf, who was such a great professional, wasn't he? He must be very upset with the performances of the team and the results.
That's been voiced, but Galliani is also in trouble. I mean, he's on his way out, and the Berlusconi family has completely just come out that they were not in favor of hiring Balotelli, based upon his performance in England. So now, you know, with all the trouble that he's got in Italy, with car accident and not performing well, and the fans turning on him, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That's when you need the fans, you know, to get behind the team. And that's one positive from the Manchester United game. And I hate to refer back to that, but the fans were still in good voice, and I'm sure will continue when they play against Olympiacos, which will pull them through that game. But when a team's struggling, you need the fans behind you. You don't need the fans making it even worse by not turning up or creating a negative atmosphere in the stadium.
That's very true. But I tell you what, if Balotelli can lead Italy to the World Cup title in June, the fortunes will change. It can change very quickly. Just ask Paolo Rossi about that. I mean, he changed his whole career because of the World Cup. So anything can happen. But I can tell you, so many great matches this week, and I got to fit the NCAA basketball tournament around all that too, because I'll be going to that in Buffalo. So it's going to be a very busy week. Then I have to devote time to my wife.
Yep.
That's great. Definitely. No, and it's the Big Orange, isn't it? Syracuse are playing, I believe, on Friday, is it?
Thursday, yep. They're playing at 2:45, and I'll be there and get to see Villanova and St. Joseph's from Philadelphia and University of Connecticut. It's going to be a great tournament. And
that's
my second favorite sport is basketball, so behind soccer.
I thought it was great wrestling.
Collegiate basketball is great to see, I know.
Andrew, I thought it was wrestling.
Well, that's entertainment. I can't call that a sport, even though it is. It should be a sport, but it's not really called that. But, Dick, thank you so much for being with us, as always, and we'll certainly have a lot to talk about next week as all the things with the European Cup and the league shake out.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the green beer tonight.
Thank you, Dick, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the new assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Scott Ballow, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
The voice of Liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
March is here, and that means Rhino Soccer is back. The Rhinos continue their preseason schedule with 2 matches this weekend, Friday against the NASL Ottawa Fury at 1 p.m. and Sunday versus Cornell University at 4 p.m. Admission is free for both matches. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th, 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
It's a great day for the Irish.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joining us right now, very happy to be bringing back to our show once again, Scott Ballow is now the new assistant coach of the Rochester Rhinos. Scott's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. 2 preseason games this weekend at Salem Stadium, 1 p.m. Friday against the brand new Ottawa Fury of the North American Soccer League. And then Sunday, it's Cornell University coming at 4 p.m. Both games are free. The home opener is Sunday, the 27th of April, against the Charleston Battery at 4 p.m. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your season tickets. Good evening, Scott. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Scott. This is Joe Siriani. I got to say from the onset that I would rather stay with the woman than being with the men. At least they play, you know, they're exciting, they're good looking, and all that kind of thing that will make
Joe,
my stay
Joe,
enjoyable.
Joe.
Well, I'm happy to be able to use my services to help the Rams this year. I'm super stoked.
Well, Scott, I tell you, Jose Mourinho came back to Chelsea, and he's got him in first place in the EPL. So you coming back to the Rhinos means only good things. I can feel it. But, Scott, for those of you, for people who may not know, tell us what happened, why you decided to make the move from the Flash to the Rhinos.
Well, I mean, it's just an opportunity that came up that I wanted to take advantage of. You know, it's... You know, the long and short of it is that I wanted to pursue a personal relationship with a player that was on the Flash, and thought that it would compromise or didn't really want to even get involved with you know, having a conflict of interest or crossing that professional barrier. So I was willing to take the summer off from coaching the Flash, and you know, Bob Lilly called me a few weeks before preseason started and offered me a position to come join the club. And, you know, we talked about schedules and tried to make it work. And you know, I'm really glad it was able to work out. And I've been very, very happy in my personal life and very, very happy in my professional life and trying to grow as a coach. And Bob Lilly is certainly one of the top coaches that's ever coached in our league.
Joe?
Well, congratulations, Scott. I think that based upon what you said, you probably made the best decision because your personal life is more important than any other thing, and as long as you're happy, we're happy. So,
well, I appreciate that, yeah. Joe. Thanks, man. I've never been happier in my life right now, like I said, personally and professionally, and you know, looking forward to doing good things. You mentioned Jose Mourinho coming back and helping Chelsea. I'm looking forward to come back and getting Rhinos back on the winning track, and you know, turn that season last year into you know, some kind of motivation to do some good things this year. And we're not planning on losing too many games, and looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
Well, Scott.
The big thing with the Rhinos this year, and I mentioned this to Bob Lloyd last week, there's a big void in the net with Christian Nisch, who is a great veteran keeper, playing in the Bundesliga, not playing for the Indy 11 in the North American Soccer League. It's a big hole, and obviously you as a former goalkeeper, you're going to have a big part in the training of our young keepers. It's going to probably be a young keeper. We have, you know, Brandon Miller, I know, is in camp, and we just got sent Luis Sofner from the New England Revolution, who played for four seasons at Indiana. We know what a great program they have at Indiana University. So tell us what you're thinking about the goalkeeper situation. What can we expect to see from our young keepers?
Well, it's early days, you know, first of all, but you can clearly see that there's talent. And that's the exciting part. And it's my obligation now to try to bring the best out of those players, whether they're first-year players, second-year players, or veterans, you know. And I take personal responsibility and stepping up to that challenge. But I can tell already that there's three very, very good keepers, and it's going to be a battle week in and week out. And the competition will make everybody better. And I'm not sure who our number one is going to be right now. But I know that it's going to be a battle of game training, and that's how it should be. You know, there's no clear-cut number one, and whoever performs well in games and performs well in training will earn the right to have that starting job for as long as they can hold it.
Well, one other thing that I believe in is that everybody, as soccer player or any other kind of athlete, you have to start sometime. And if you play your cards right, then you perform according to what's expected, whether you're 19, whether you're 25, 30, 40, then it goes according to the, you know, your performance at the end of the day.
Yeah, and the game's changed. The game's changed so much. The role of the goalkeeper has really changed over the last, you know, several years. And the ability to have a good kicking game, you know, not only just goal kicks and punts and free kicks, but the ability to maintain possession, be a good passer, you know, read the game, the ability to come out on crosses. I mean, crosses are so much more, you know, violent these days than they were, you know, when I played. And it's a game that's definitely evolving, and the positions goalkeeper position is definitely evolving. And I'm really, really excited with the talent that we got here. And hopefully they put in the work. And if they put in the work, then I promise them that I'll bring the best out of them.
One of the things that I know about my experience with goalkeepers that, you know, they don't get the credit that they deserve. They have to practice much harder than the field players. They receive much of the blame if in the event that you lose. But I have a lot of respect for the goalkeepers because they really, first of all, you got to have guts. Secondly, you got to be more alert. Thirdly, you got to sacrifice your body all the time. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we talked about, you know, ever since I've been a pro coach, I retired in 2011 and assistant coached the Western New York Flash, the team with Marta, Kristen Sinclair, Alex Morgan, and talked to Ashlyn Harris. And, you know, the message that I always try to deliver to our goalkeepers, whether it's Ashlyn Harris or Brittany Cameron or Adriana French or Christian or, you know, the Louie and John and Brandon, never take a moment off. Never take a moment off. You can't take a play off because you don't know if that play is going to determine the outcome of the game. You know, so it's important for us to maintain focus for 90 minutes. And I know it's cliche, but in the goalkeeper position, there's so much weight on every decision that you can never afford to take a play off. And having that mindset is really strong. And I've been lucky to have some very strong mentally strong goalkeepers. But we train them that way. You know, we train them and we ingrain it and we try to provide that environment for them to stay focused. And then, you know, if they're good listeners and able to follow directions and they believe in the concepts and believe in the coaching staff, then good things will happen. You know, and I've had some good goalkeepers, you know, but we've also worked very hard with those goalkeepers to be able to get the results and the awards that they've won.
I think Scott, just exactly you said a key word. You got to have a mental attitude, because you cannot deviate, and you cannot take a rest. You cannot. You always got to be alert. You always got to be involved into the game. You know, even though there is no action towards your, you know, towards your goal, you always got to be prepared, because things happen so suddenly sometimes.
Absolutely. Once in a while, you might get your name in the paper, Joe. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So, Scott, just to confirm, the games this weekend are definitely on, right? They're not going to be. There's no more cancellations, correct? We're going to play 1 o'clock on Friday.
Unless we're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. You know, who knows what's going to happen on the weekend? But it looks like the weather's going to be good. You know, the pitch is clear and. You know, we were out there training last week. You know, we're out there in the freezing cold out there trying to make ourselves better. You know, if there's snow or wind or rain on opening day, we're having the game. So we're ready for Friday. Friday will be a good test for us.
Well, Scott, we really appreciate you coming on. Look forward to seeing you Friday, 1 o'clock p.m. against Ottawa, and then 4 o'clock Sunday against Cornell. We're working around the NCAA tournament. We'll have it on our little devices while we're at the stadium. So, thanks so much for being with us, Scott.
Whenever you need me, you just let me know.
And congratulations,
thanks,
Scott.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel. Hey, good luck, guys. I'll see you around.
Okay, bye-bye, Scott. Scott Vallow here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go to Michael Lewis in New York with the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Get your bollocks and twist. Settle down, don't take a fit. You drank a demon straight from hell. You almost nearly won as well. You wiped the floor with victory. You puked until you fell asleep.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for a second straight year. 2014 through 2015, Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. The Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father, but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
When my eyes are smiling.
There we go. We got to get a little Bing Crosby in there. You can't have St. Patrick's Day without bingo. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL. Joining us right now with the U.S. Soccer Report is Michael Lewis. And Michael's appearance brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how's things going in New York? I bet it's, they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day pretty well down there.
Yes, maybe it's a bit colder than we're used to, but... Not trying to brag, but most of the snow is gone.
Now, I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, so there's no snow here. But actually, it was this morning. But tell you what, there was a great match on the weekend at Red Bull Arena. A controversial penalty, a Thierry Henry goal, and a 1-1 draw. But over 20,000 fans, which is always great to see for the opening match of the season.
I'm still trying to figure out why that penalty was called. If that was a penalty, then there should be a lot more fouls leading to penalty kicks, not just in the league but around the world. I think the player got nudged, but I don't think it was a penalty kick offense. Saying that, the Red Bulls didn't play all that great, but they had a 1-0 lead on a real nice goal by Thierry Henry. He doesn't head the ball that much, but placed a nice one into the back of the Colorado net. Afterwards, Henri said it was the 1-1 draw was a fair result. So, like I said, the Red Bulls could have played better. Maybe they got punished for not playing a higher quality game. It's funny. I spoke with the regular beat writers and to a writer. Everyone thought that there should not have been a penalty awarded. And these other writers, I don't consider them homers by any means because a number of times we've been on the other side of the coin and we know that the Red Bulls were lucky to have been awarded a foul or a penalty kick. So we're still scratching our heads about that one.
Well, you know, Mike, sometimes the referees, they do make a mistake. They're human. And as you will know, I'm not a lover of referees by any means. But I got to give him a chance because it's only one of them with 22 players. And then sometimes the assistants that they have, they're not much help. But, human, we all make mistakes. We're all human, and they tend to make mistakes too.
I think one of the puts us into a bigger spotlight was that this was one of the replacement referees due to the lockout. And as it turns out, Alan Kelly, who made the call, is an assistant training manager with the Professional Referees Organization, which locked out the other referees. So he kind of is put under a blaring spotlight because of that, for better or worse, like it or not.
That's the way it goes sometimes, but it's a boom-boom call. You never know what's going to happen with penalties, and we could go into great detail on the number of bad penalties that have been called. But the Red Bulls in action on Sunday in Chicago. It'll be on Unimas, the Spanish-language channel, so you can check out the Red Bulls in action at Toyota Park. But, Michael, I got to ask you about another of the New York teams, which is coming up next season, New York City FC, and they're having a contest or a call for votes on their logo. And I want to ask you, when I looked at these two logos, the first thing I thought was, this team is going to be partially owned by the New York Yankees, but yet the logo looks like the New York Mets. Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, it didn't. I know what you mean, and maybe the we'll see how the fans voted. Voting is over, and they're going to make the announcement in New York City on Thursday night. Then we'll see if they picked which one they picked. But I know what you mean. You don't necessarily want to have a logo that looks like a baseball team. That's actually the opposition of the one of the owners of the team. But
I personally like the circle. I like the circle with the letters that look like the subway system. I thought that was great because it's Manchester City's colors, the light blue, which, of course, Manchester City has an interest in New York City FC. But, hey, I don't make the decisions.
Well, you could have voted, and that would have helped you make it.
I wouldn't have voted for either one. Go ahead, Joe.
I just switching a little bit to the other, the Cosmo preparation. Tell us a little bit, Mike, you know, the league in itself, the North American Soccer League, the Cosmo and their league. What do you think about their league in the future, and where, in your opinion, what the rumors are?
Well, there are a lot of rumors going around. The Cosmo, the North American Soccer League is the second division of U.S. Soccer's pro pecking order. My gut feeling is, even though the commissioner and the powers that be won't say it, but I just think that they're going to try to give MLS a push, and go for areas that the MLS is not in, and maybe try to give them a run for their money. There's a big difference between the two leagues. MLS, the teams, for the most part, are owned by billionaires. In NASL, for the most part, the teams are run by and owned by millionaires. And there's nothing wrong about being a millionaire by any means. I wouldn't mind being in that situation. However, you have a lot deeper pockets when you're a billionaire, and you could afford to lose money, waste some time, so to speak, or build and take your time and to build. NASL doesn't necessarily have that luxury. I'm not saying that they're poor by any means, but it'll be an intriguing scenario if they do go head to head in some of those cities for sure. But I think the NASL can become a very strong second division, no doubt. I mean, there's one team that you had mentioned that would love to be a first division side, and that would be the New York Cosmos, and they're dying to play an MLS team, probably preferably the Red Bulls in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. But that will be if both teams are successful, and of course, luck of the draw.
Well, Michael, we're going to see the Ottawa Fury on Friday here at the stadium. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a very competitive match, but this is one of the new teams in the NASL. We'll be able to check and see what kind of talent they have, and we'll go from there. I hope the Cosmos come here to play in the U.S. Open Cup against the Rhinos. I think that would bring a lot of fans out just for the name of the Cosmos and for the nostalgia. So, but we'll have to leave it there. But, Michael, thank you, as always, for being with us. We'll talk more about New York City and the U.S. soccer next week. Got some, of course, U.S. Mexico coming up not too far down the road. So have a good week and enjoy St. Paddy's Day.
Thank you. I hope you did. You two gentlemen did as well. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's going to do it for our show tonight. I want to thank Brittany Taylor of the Western New York Flash, Scott Vallow from the Rhinos, and Soccer Sam from the Rochester Lancers. Rhinos in action Friday at 1 against Ottawa, Sunday at 4 against Cornell. Both are free at Salem Stadium. The Flash play at Salem Sports Park in Buffalo, 3 p.m. against University of West Virginia on Saturday. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni down at WISL with Bob D'Angelo, Michael Lewis in New York, and Dick Howard in Toronto. Be with us again next Monday for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass at 6:30 here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Joe, say goodnight.
Buona notte.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.